Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
To the sesh. I'm Ray.
And I'm Janelle.
And we are here to do another hour of fun.
Hour of fun.
You heard it here first. We're playing Jeopardy.
Yeah. People have been requesting this for a while.
They have.
So that they can learn, because people loved my facts last
they
week.
They loved them. See, I knew it would do well. People loved the random facts.
They did.
It's good shit.
It's fun to learn random facts. It is. Then you have them in your fact bank, mm-hmm. and you can pull them out. If you were, I was going to say at a party, but I'm sure no one's been to a party in at least like a year now. So
who goes to a party is like, hey, did you know?
That's what you do, right? Isn't that the thing? Like,
sure, yeah.
You bring up random conversation starters. Be like, hey, did you know that Leonardo DiCaprio was named when his mom was looking at a painting? You know, you bring mm-hmm. this stuff out. Mm-hmm. Entertain the people.
True that. True that, Kendall.
So today we're going to be doing more facts with Jeopardy, mm-hmm. and I really hope that I beat you.
I hope that I beat you, because I'm kind of getting pissed off if I keep losing, I feel like. So it's a little rude.
I know, and I'm normally the underdog. Normally I lose.
I know.
And you win, so.
It's really unfair!
We'll have to see what happens today. But we also have some spicy topics, a few things we wanted to kind of touch on. But first, I just wanted to ask you, how are you? How are you doing?
I love that. Let's just take a moment.
We haven't had a personal update in a little while.
Yeah, I agree.
How's it going?
I'm really fucking sick of quarantine, dude.
Yeah.
Guys, I am sick of this shit, which I know all of you are too. It's mm-hmm. nothing new. Nothing special, but God, like, I'm just, mm-hmm. feel like I'm just like going through the motions, to be honest. I don't mean to start this off on a damper, but
I think it's understandable. I feel like it's relatable.
I was gonna say it's really relatable. And when people, like, I see on Twitter, people be like, is it just me, or the past like 2 months of quarantine been like the absolute worst? Like, it's really starting to get to me. And I'm like, mm-hmm. I completely agree with that. Also, the fact that right now in Colorado, it's like the shittiest months of the year. It's like snowy and cold and dark. And so, and it's like post holiday. So it's not like, oh, Christmas snow. Mm-hmm. It's like just shitty snow. And I really want spring. And
I think
summer.
A lot of people start to feel just overall shitty around this time of the year.
Exactly. And I also feel like it's hard because, you know, we don't really know when COVID is really going to end and when things will go back to, quote, normal. So it's like we don't have anything to like look forward to necessarily. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, there's no end in sight, it seems like. And I know now people are starting to get the mm-hmm. vaccine, which is great. And like, hopefully by the, you know, the end of summer or something, things will look a lot different. But it's still it's still hard to like, really, you don't know. One day they say this and the next day they say this. And it's just.
It's just like we're almost there. We've been through so much. And I think society is going to be stronger from this.
Yeah.
And I hate to be like the Pollyanna, as my mom would say. Speaking of my mom, she just texted me. She got vaccinated this morning.
Really?
Which is great, because I haven't seen my mom since September. Since we all went to dinner at your house. That was September.
Oh, my crazy? God.
I haven't seen her at all. All through the holidays. She's high risk. So she doesn't want to see anyone. Like, she didn't see either of us for Christmas.
Yeah. Wow.
So we're just waiting. And now she's vaccinated. You know, it takes two. So,
mm-hmm.
I'm sure most people know that. But
it takes two.
It's going to take a little time until I do get to see her. It's not like I can go see her today, but right. I'm really excited.
Aww,
that's huge for my family.
Yeah, but, definitely. God,
it's depressing. And it's been really hard for my mom. She lives alone.
Yeah.
Like, I've just been.
That's the other thing is like, I sometimes feel bad complaining because I'm like, God, I have so many blessings and I'm thankful that I'm not alone. I have my dogs and I have John and I'm able to see you and stuff. So, it's mm-hmm. like, it's great, but at the same time, you know, it's okay to, you know, yeah. it's still valid that I,
it's okay to have perspective and also acknowledge your feelings and validate them, because, you know, everything's relative to your own life.
Exactly.
You can't, you know, compare yourself to everyone else's experience. Right. We all experience pain differently. And of course, I think tons of people can relate to this. If you've been quarantining most of the year,
and that's the thing,
this has been really draining.
A lot of people have, like, you know, especially in the last few months, like, taking it upon themselves to, like, go out more. And I'm not, like, judging people and, like, what they need to do and stuff. But I, like, I have friends that, like, I see, like, will go out to restaurants or will, like, be comfortable hanging out with, like, a bigger crowd, I guess. And to me, like, I'm not there yet. I really want to get vaccinated. I want, like, the older community to, like, hurry up and get vaccinated before I do that.
A lot of them have.
But I'm, like, so jealous. I'm like, God, I wish I would, like, I want to be at Bottomless Mimosa Brunch right now. Like,
well, I mean, some places you can go and it's a really safe experience.
I guess
you want to support these businesses, which have been struggling for so long. So it's like, where's the line going to be? Mm-hmm.
Exactly. Because, like, what, am I going to be the last person to leave my home? Like, no.
I understand that too. You know what I mean?
So,
but I think so many people relate to how you're feeling right now. You just told me in the kitchen that you feel the lowest you've felt in a year.
Oh yeah. As far as, like, my I've been prone to, like, I've had depression, anxiety for a long time. So I am very, like, aware of when things start getting a little dark, and it's a little dark right now. I'm definitely like, the depression is here. And, you know, at the same time, I'm still able to, like, find small joys. And, like, maybe right now, like, on the sesh, you wouldn't necessarily think that because we're always, like, goofy and, like, stupid and stuff.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
It's our fun time.
But, like, exactly. It's our fun time. But I feel very, like, numb almost. And that's a sheer sign of depression right there. You know, I feel like going through, I wake up, I sit at home, I work on the computer, I go to bed, I wake up. You know, it's like, I don't. It's like the same thing over. I miss going to Home Depot and Lowe's and buying summer plants. Day I was like, I was crying because I want summer plants to come back.
I miss going to bars. I know that they've said that they're going to open the bars in the UK on June 21st.
Dancing at concerts or just bars. I just miss loud music. Mm-hmm. I miss live music.
I miss, like, baseball games. I hate baseball.
Totally.
And I want to go to a baseball game so bad.
Same. I, like, could care less about the Rockies. But you know what I love? Going to get Dippin' Dots and walking around with my little weed pen. Like, that's what I like to do, okay?
We're going to do that. One day when it's safe, we will do that.
I think a lot of people can relate to this. Mm-hmm. And we kind of wanted to bring it up because it is so relatable. And, like, it's a huge thing that's happening in our lives. And
I think everyone's experiencing this totally different too, you know, like, some people will relate to this, and I think some people are in a good place right now. Like,
sure.
Me personally, I'm in one of the best mental places I've been in a
year.
You're
like thriving. I know, you're kicking
but
ass.
But I've gotten a lot of help over the last year. Like, I would not be.
Sure.
The pandemic has been so mentally draining, and of course I'm sick of it. But I also have taken it as a time to kind of get my mental health together.
Yeah.
And that's been really good. And I know a lot of people have had that, have used quarantine as, like, a downtime. And
sure.
Also, if you have, you're a fire sign. So I think you thrive a lot more off of social interaction and concerts. Like, for me,
to
I don't really
extent,
like that stuff normally.
Yeah.
So it hasn't been as draining on me.
I've been, it's interesting because for a long time, like, I was doing pretty good. Because you're right. Like, I'm a fire sign,
you're
so I
Leo.
Like to. Yeah, but I'm definitely an introvert. Like, and I can be quite
you're
a hermit.
An outgoing introvert is what I would call you.
Totally. So for a while, I was, like, thriving, though, in my little hermit life. I was like, an excuse not to leave my home ever.
Yeah. I think a lot of people
wonderful.
Felt like that at first.
But now I'm like, okay, I kind of want to leave my home. Like, I would like to be able to go meet up with my friends and get drinks and then go dance at a bar one night. I want to go rent a boat on a reservoir.
Like, rent a boat.
So random and stupid.
What reservoir would we have?
There's a reservoir next to us that I call, like, duck shit reservoir.
You want to go swimming in the reservoir?
That's how desperate I am. I want to be able to join a pool with you and swim with the old ladies. But then I was thinking about that the other day.
I know.
I don't think we can do that. That's disgusting.
No,
there's
I don't
public
think...
pools right now. I don't think. Are there? Like,
I don't think there even are yet.
For like
I have no idea.
For like a rec center, like indoor. I don't know about that.
I don't really know. Maybe all the chemicals. I don't know.
Chemicals.
But
okay. But I don't know. It's just, it's a little, it's been a little rough, but
You know? I feel like you just got to focus on the future. Mm-hmm. You're almost there.
I know. I'm almost there.
It's easier said than done, though.
It is.
You know, and mental health is easier than just be like, be positive and exactly. focus on the future.
100%. And that's
you should probably get therapy.
Thank you. Yeah.
But I mean, no, like, oh, you've 100%. Always been a huge advocate for therapy.
Totally. My mom and I were actually talking about this the other day because I went up to her. I was like, Mom, I'm sad. And she was like, well, I think you should probably go to therapy. I was like, 100%. So, yeah, I mean, I've been going to therapy like on and off my whole life, like since I was three. Yeah. So it's nothing new to me. But yeah, it works wonders for my mental health. So I'm definitely like going to commit mm-hmm. to going to therapy at least bi-weekly for a while. And, you know, really try and prioritize some things, maybe even try and like, I have really bad back pain. And then I always just like, that kind of annoys me, makes me feel shitty too. Mm-hmm. Cause I feel like I'm just like old and in pain and walking around my house. You
I
know
get
what I mean?
That.
Like
it's super depressing.
Yeah. So it's like, yeah, I'm going to try and really like prioritize so that I can feel better.
You've got to take care of yourself. You know,
I do.
It's so hard. Like, and you had to tell me this exact same thing.
I know, right?
Like, God, you were like, Kendall, really go to therapy. Like, we had to have a sit down talk. And yeah, you guys, like, you and Josh really saved me because I was struggling so bad and I didn't want to admit how bad it mm-hmm. was.
And sometimes you don't even realize how bad mm-hmm. it is until you get out of it. And then you're like, holy shit, I was really depressed.
Yeah.
I'm feeling hell of a
That's
lot better
so
now.
True.
And then you're like, God, I can't believe I waited this long to feel better. Like, why didn't I try to feel better sooner or take these steps to get help sooner?
Because you feel like maybe it could just be in my control. Maybe I'll just try to be more positive. I just need to like get more organized, or I need to do more social stuff or whatever it is. And it's like, sometimes those things are just band-aids when you got to get down to the root issue.
Or get down to business.
But I think half the battle is knowing when something's off and knowing when you need help and just recognizing your own mind's red alerts to yourself.
Because
that's like, you should be proud of yourself for being in touch.
Yeah.
With your mental health.
Yeah. I've had a lot of practice and luckily my education helped me with that too. But yeah, no, I think that's a great point, especially because I know that anxiety and depression are, I want to say, somewhat there at all. You know what I mean? Like, I mm-hmm. deal, especially anxiety, like that's there to some degree. My 24/7, always never
going
to go
like
away.
Runs in our family.
It does. And then, but I can tell when it's like manageable, like, oh, the anxiety's here, but I can mm-hmm. deal with it versus like, oh, the anxiety's taken over a little bit. And then I think that starts to kick in the depression more because mm-hmm. I feel sad. Like, I'm like, God, why am I so anxious? And being anxious all the time makes you tired and then you want to sleep and then you feel depressed and then you're in quarantine. And it's like, plus I think it was also like, I was in school forever and I just like literally for my whole life, pretty much, I just graduated past July and that was in the pandemic. And, you know, same with John, my boyfriend, he was in grad school forever, getting his CPA, studying his ass off for his CPA, has a CPA. Now he's in busy season for work. So I feel like we're still like not, I was like excited to like start living my life a little and maybe get to travel some. But, you know, I think the pandemic's kind of prolonged this period of like still being kind of like locked in, I feel like.
You would have had your freedom a lot sooner.
Yeah.
I totally see that.
So,
and you guys didn't really get to like have a graduation and celebrate all that. And that just all sucks.
Yeah. So, and I got to move in like a little over a month.
Yeah, that's stressing you out.
So I'm like, ugh. But anyways,
people
you know
get
what?
That.
It feels
it's gonna
good.
Be okay.
It feels good to talk about though. Like, and I know good. That the comments will be supportive. You guys are mm-hmm. seriously. I just want to take a
best.
Side note. Like, you guys are fucking awesome.
Yes.
Okay, the comments every time we like read through them, you guys will just like warm my heart. You're mm-hmm. so like thoughtful and introspective and interesting, and I just really appreciate this community.
I know we have such kind, like you said, thoughtful listeners that. Mm-hmm. I feel like we really would be friends with.
Totally.
100%. And once this is all over, hopefully we'll be able to do some type of sesh meetups and,
dude,
you know, fours.
And
that'd
would
be
that
so
be?
Fun. Oh my God, a live show? We get to like bring people on stage and play games and
oh
the fun
my God,
is endless.
So
just keep these thoughts in mind. You
and
know?
That's so true. It's like there have been great things. Like, hello, we started this awesome podcast in August and that was, you know, during quarantine. Look what we built in quarantine. So there's still a
It was kind of a quarantine
things.
Idea.
It was, honestly.
Like when quarantine happened, we were like, well, we have a lot of time right now.
It was. Yeah, no, we had thought about this like way back in January, February. Like the idea has been here for like a year.
I think it was after quarantine though. After it was
like, it was when it started like March maybe.
March, yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
It definitely was.
But yeah. So, I mean, you know, there's good things to come out of this, of course. And I don't want to, you know, seem ungrateful. That's a lot. I really hope that's not how I'm coming across. I don't think it is.
No,
but
anyone that thinks that is being judgmental. And
yeah. So
I think I appreciate you opening up about your mental health. And I think a lot of people appreciate that as well. And I'm here for you. I love you. You are a strong woman.
Okay, you can't tell me that shit because I'm fragile and all cars are crying.
I know. I know. I'm the same way. I can't handle when people are that nice to me. I'm like, ah.
Well, when I'm already like a little fragile and then someone's like, are you okay? Or they give me a hug. It's like when someone hugs you.
Oh I'm hell done. No.
Like, yeah. My mom the other day literally was like, you're not doing well. I can tell, and came up to me and hugged me. And I was like, ah.
And it just all falls out.
She was like, there, let it out.
That's good though. You have to acknowledge emotion.
Oh, 100%. Right? That's the biggest key is feeling your feelings. You can't ignore them because they're not going to go away.
No, they're not.
They're not just going to disappear. That's for sure.
No, you got to face them head on and work through. Stronger.
That is so true.
Yep.
What doesn't kill you? If you don't feel,
you can't work through. Got to work
100%.
Through. 100%. Okay. So,
anyways,
we have a spicy topic.
We have a spicy topic.
Today, we're talking about David Dobrik. David's back in the news. And this is, I think, pretty important to talk about. I had no idea about any of this. And just to let you guys know, I'm totally clueless about David Dobrik and his vlogs.
I've like maybe watched a total of 3 minutes of his vlogs my whole life.
Like, I think they're all like 4 minutes. But yeah, I don't think I've ever made it through a full one. I'm just not, I'm not big into watching. I'm not big into vlogging, to be honest. Like, I just don't. I don't personally find entertainment by watching it. I watch some people, but
vlogging.
Like, yeah, I don't know.
Vlogging is actually one of my more. I don't watch like.
Sometimes I do. Sometimes I do. That's I guess an incorrect
statement. I'm not like into the style that he has of like the jump cuts and the constant laughing and the make it a big show. I can't keep up with
how many
day.
People are in it either. I never know
like,
who.
I'm kind of into like people's daily lives. Yeah, like doing random mundane shit, like Colleen Ballinger making crafts.
Or like Emmett Chamberlain. I like her vlogs. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But anyway, so David, let's kind of just briefly go over this. I'm sure a lot of people already know about this if you're in the YouTube scene.
Yep.
But David Dobrik has been accused of essentially staging a sexual assault prank.
Yeah.
So this guy named Seth, who I guess was part of the Vlog Squad for a while, he was in their videos, and people are always in David's vlogs. And I guess a general criticism of David is that he will have people in his vlogs and just kind of use them as entertainment.
Yeah.
He'll make jokes at people's expenses and just kind of uses it as like ways to fill the vlog, make it entertaining. Like there's always tons of people in it.
Yeah.
So he has this guy named Seth in it. And from what I understand, years ago, he set up a prank with Seth in it where he was under the impression he was going to be making out with a girl.
Right.
And instead he made out with Jason Nash, who was over 40 at the time.
Yeah, I believe so.
Which is really creepy.
He's like David's right-hand man, I feel like. Yeah. He's in every vlog, basically. Do you live with him? It kind of seems like it. I don't know.
I don't really know much about any of them.
But bottom line is, he didn't know he was making out with him.
He had no idea who he was making out with. He found out after, and he was really upset about it.
Yeah.
And he told David he was upset about it. And then David again set up another prank a while later. And he told him, you're going to be in this like beef jerky commercial.
Mm-hmm. And you're going to be like with these gorillas.
Yeah. And there'll be someone in a gorilla suit and you'll be making out. But then Jason Nash was actually the one in the gorilla suit. So he made out with Jason Nash again. And it was kind of like, ha ha, it happened again.
Mm-hmm. And I think I'm pretty sure at least in the first one, there was a female who was there, and they're like, oh, she's going to put on the costume and then she'll come out and you'll make out. And so he was under the impression, like, he saw this person. Oh, this is who I'll be making out with. Great. Turns out it wasn't that person at all. So that happened twice. And both times he had no idea. And this was like, these makeouts were like long. They were like going on for like quite a long time. So before he like figured out the truth of what the hell happened.
Yeah, it was. It was a couple minutes. Not a couple minutes, but at least
probably like 20, 30 seconds. Yeah. That's a long time.
Yeah, it was.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
I told Seth, hey man, I want to do this bit. It's like a dream sequence where you make out with the mask guy and it just looks like you're dreaming and you're making out with an old man. I'm like, yeah, Seth, just don't hold back. You can make out as much as you want, have as much tongue as you want. Just keep kissing her. And but what Seth didn't know is that I replaced Corinna with Jason.
I sit down, I put my hand on Seth's knee, and I put my hand behind his back and start rubbing his back and squeezing his knee. And then he
just leans in and just goes at it.
I slip him the tongue first.
His friends are probably going to chew him out for that for the next like 3-5 years of his life.
Well, as Seth tells it, the homosexuality is not so accepted in his where he comes from.
Seth's from Compton.
Just
literally
dudes.
The perfect setup. Like a guy from Compton, and I made him make out with another older man.
It's good for Seth. It, yeah. it gets him some airtime.
And I mean, when you give consent to make out with someone as part of a act,
mm-hmm.
that's one thing. But then if the person changes and now it's this older person mm-hmm. and you had no idea and you've expressed before, I don't want to ever have that situation again.
Mm-hmm.
It's really disrespectful. And the reason I wanted to bring all this up is, I mean, a lot of people are coming to David's defense. I'm sure there will be comments saying that it's overblown. Everyone's too sensitive. There's always people that feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think you can really understand unless you've been in that situation. And Seth went on H3H3 mm-hmm. or H3 podcast.
Mm-hmm.
That's how long I've been watching them.
I know, same.
but he went on their podcast and explained all of this and how he feels he was sexually assaulted. And he even called a sexual assault hotline and they confirmed that he was. And yeah. he's really upset about it. He's calling David out. And there's several people that are calling David out right now. So there's just a lot of heat. And he said, as far as we know right now, when we're recording, he has said absolutely nothing.
No.
And so people are bringing up the argument, you know, would people be more upset about this? Would it have more coverage if this was a girl that came forward and said, I was forced to make out with this 45-year-old man?
Absolutely.
It absolutely would.
100%. No doubt about it. Which is kind of fucked up. Like, why are we not taking men as serious, like when they're victims? Yeah, it's really just, I can't believe you did it twice. That's the thing that's so like disgusting to me.
Like you'd think
twice.
Back the fuck off. And it sounds like
why hasn't he, like, I don't know if he's apologized publicly to Seth or not. I don't know, but like, why are you not apologizing to the public? Like, sorry I made a joke about SA. Like, that's so fucked up.
Yeah, he should just own up and be like, now that I understand Seth's point of view, I see what we did here was really wrong and I'm deeply sorry. That should be the correct response. And it's like, he obviously knows this is happening. 100%. It's so annoying when people try to just pretend they don't know.
Well, it's like, okay, so I'm confused why... Right now, we're all about keeping people accountable and cancel culture is on a wild rampage, it seems like. And I'm not all for all these cancellations. I'm not saying like...
I agree.
Cancel everyone to the end of time. No. I'm not for that.
But hold people accountable.
But also acknowledge your shit. Why mm-hmm. is it that everyone else has to come out and acknowledge their shit as they should? Not mm-hmm. saying that's not... That's a good thing.
At
but why doesn't
least,
David have to do this?
Acknowledge it.
He hasn't acknowledged it.
Nope. And do you think he will? Because more people would know about it.
But it's like, why aren't his fans like keeping him accountable for the, like, or more, I guess, more people in general keeping him? It seems like almost he's kind of just exempt from this because mm-hmm. he's like silly, goofy David. And he's like so cute and funny and he's fun friends and he's just trying to have a good time and he gives away Teslas. Like,
yeah, I think that's mm-hmm. how a lot of people feel. And I think that's why some people are afraid to speak out about this because his stands. I hate using that word, but you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Like they'll come and attack.
Yeah.
And defend him to the death. And it's like, people aren't saying he needs to be canceled into oblivion. He should have no platform anymore, but he should address something like this.
Why don't you address it?
I think he's
it?
Going to have to. And I bet you he will by the time this goes up. Maybe.
Oh.
I don't know. Cause the pressure's on. Philly D covered it this morning and that's big. If Philly D covers your story on YouTube, like, can't just pretend you don't know it's happening.
It was interesting because on Twitter, I saw people kind of like tweeting at Philly D being like, really, dude, you're going to not talk about mm-hmm. this, like for real. And then he decided to. So I'm like, oh, did you
do
Ethan that?
Ethan called him out too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm, that's true. So I'm like, maybe he talked about it just because like he was getting pressure to talk about it. Would he have otherwise? I don't know. Because you're right. Philly D covers like everything. So I thought it was a bit weird that it did take him this long to cover it.
Yeah, especially when someone's coming forward and mm-hmm. giving full interviews. It's like pretty shocking stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, I want to know what you guys think about it. And it brings me to my next question. Do you think that, I think I know your answer already, but do you think that vloggers sometimes take it too far?
No, never. Yes. I think there's a huge problem of the lines being blurred between, especially when your friends are in your vlogs and you count on your friends to make good vlog, like to make good vlog content, you know, because then it's like, well, what if they don't have, what if they don't want to be on camera? What if they're not, you know, agreeing with you? What if you're not getting along with them? And then your job's in jeopardy because it, you know, it's really sticky how intertwined it all can start to get. And I don't know. I think people are probably going to have to like figure this out the hard way, whatever that means, because like I said, vlogging is relatively new and bringing your lives on an everyday basis on in front of millions of people is not something that anyone's really done before up until, you know, the last 5-10 years or so. So
especially when you're one of these top vloggers, top and you're all about how do I get clicks? How do I make something really interesting? And I think they become desperate.
They
for
do.
Content and views. It becomes an addiction, is seeing the numbers go up.
And I think they're willing to do more drastic and somewhat questionable things because they're so desperate, like you said, to continue to have content. And I think they kind of almost get numb to like what is okay and what's not okay. You know, what is okay to include and then what is absolutely not okay. You know, that makeout thing, not okay. Like, that's drawing the line. I don't care how many views it gets.
Right.
It's not okay.
And I think maybe people, because I'm always curious, why wasn't this called out at the time? I'm sure there were some comments, but was the majority saying this is wrong, take this down and apologize? Right. No. Should they have been? Probably. Why do people think it's just some casual thing? Maybe because it's Jason. He's this joke. He's funny. Like, I don't really get,
God,
I don't know
he's an
Jason.
Old man.
But yeah, I mean, from what I understand, he's kind of like the butt of the jokes most of the time on there. And so maybe people are so used to seeing that they just think it's okay. But he should have, in a perfect world, he would have been called out at the time of upload.
Yeah.
And there would have been enough comments saying, David, what the fuck?
Totally.
And he could have taken it down and apologized then. But it's like, how do you even deal with this now?
True.
Well, you can deal with it now.
You can.
It's just, it doesn't. It looks really bad.
It looks bad, but it's never too late to deal with something. But yeah, I agree. It looks
But there's
looks
a
bad.
Serious lack of judgment.
Totally.
For him. Yeah.
Well, then it's like, okay, so you just came out because and apologized or addressed it or whatever because you got so much flack for it that now you kind of were like, okay, let's go ahead and do some damage control.
Yeah, if he apologizes, that will probably be the reason why.
Which is like, then it's like, ew, I don't even watch your apology, but also like, I guess, you know, can't have it both ways.
But it's like he's clearly known about it. He knows what this guy Seth is doing. I'm sure he thought like, yeah, he's watching H3. He knows that this is happening. So you shouldn't just be like, oh, I just, it's recently come to my attention.
No.
If it says anything like that.
Well, especially really since Seth was like, I told him it made me uncomfortable. And like, yeah, apparently David was like, sorry, bro. Sorry. I'll never like, sorry, man. Didn't mean to make me. And then he like did it again. So obviously your word doesn't mean much.
And it seems the way he treated Big Nick, who was also on H3. Was pretty shitty too. So he needs to just address all of that and own up or else, I mean, I hope people hold him accountable. If he just hides from this, I've lost all, not that I had like, I'm not a fan or anything, but I didn't really necessarily have any emotions towards him, but
sure.
That's pretty shitty.
Terrible.
This whole situation is really disappointing.
I think it
see.
Is too. Yeah.
I was always under the impression he was like the good vlogger. Like I just didn't know. And then you hear stuff like this and it's like, wow, if Logan Paul had done that, people probably would have freaked out.
Yeah. It's weird. I seriously feel like David has this like pass.
I think a lot of people feel that way. It's like, pretty obvious that that's
he gets like
what's
this pass on life because he's just like silly little David. It's
like, got a big smile.
It's just I don't know.
Yeah, I mean it's pretty serious. I think it's got to be addressed.
I do too.
I'm curious about what you guys think about that. And then also this happened this morning.
Okay,
what the fuck?
Yeah, what the fuck, dude. Lady Gaga's dog walker got attacked and her dogs were like stolen.
Yeah, it was an abduction of her dogs.
Yeah.
Her dog walker was shot
in the chest
3 to 4 times, they're saying.
Yes.
Which I think there'll probably be more information out. So we'll leave any updates in the pinned comment, of course. But this literally just happened. And Lady Gaga's offering a $500,000 reward.
The dog walker, I guess gunman shot Lady Gaga's dog walker and stole two French bulldogs.
It's last two? Night.
Two.
I thought it was three.
I think there was a third, and I'm pretty sure that the police were able to recover it.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. A third dog had run away but was recovered.
Oh, wow. That is so scary.
And Lady Gaga's offering, she's in Italy right now, and she's offering $500,000 reward.
no questions asked.
Yeah.
And then the condition as of right now of the dog walker is not known.
I think I just actually looked up another one. It says that the victim appeared to be alert and was talking to paramedics as he was about to be placed in the ambulance.
Oh my God.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know his condition right now, but it sounds like if he was conscious at the scene, that's a good thing, I suppose. So yeah.
I hope she gets them back.
I know.
Terrible. Holy shit. That is like the things you have to deal with sometimes as a celebrity is
Why
really
are you
scary.
Shooting Lady Gaga's dog walker?
Probably because they want to steal the dogs and hold them ransom. I'm sure they're going to try to ask for more money. What? I mean, who even knows if she'll get them back?
Why would you steal dogs? You fucking assholes. The poor dogs.
I know. So like the fact that some people are that unemotional scares me.
It's like an... it's almost like it's one thing to like steal jewelry or something, but... obviously that's mm-hmm. terrible and wrong as well, but it's weird to steal like dogs or like kids or something.
Seems kind of like, personal. Like exactly, they're really wanting to hurt her.
Like you're not going to go sell her dog for millions of dollars. Like
no,
who's
it's
gonna,
probably a ransom
so
thing.
That's what I'm saying. Like you,
it's like kidnapping.
Right.
They're like her kids. So yeah, it is.
Fuck?
It's like kidnapping.
So bizarre.
God, she's probably so stressed out.
I know. I feel so bad.
Me too.
I guess the person fled in a white car.
Oh, well. That helps.
Yeah.
A white car.
A white car.
Great. And where in Italy was this?
I don't know, actually.
I wonder if they're having people in the area.
And I don't know if they're in Italy or if... it happened in LA. Lady Gaga's just in Italy right now. So her dog walker was watching the dogs. At home.
Wow, damn.
And Lady Gaga's in Italy right now. I don't know why, but yeah.
Well, maybe they'll be able to catch them.
Fucking scary in LA.
Maybe there's some cameras or something where...
In Hollywood, they said.
But God, that sounds like some expert stuff.
Well, it's also weird because like, are you stalking Lady Gaga's dog walker's schedule to
Probably.
Like know when they come out? And then how do you even
Probably.
Know what Lady Gaga's dog walker looks like / her dogs? Like that's just some major
Probably
stalkage.
People watch her house, watch the dog walker leave. There's stalkers out there.
God.
It's a scary world, dude. Being
it's
famous
so bizarre.
Is so scary. Like I have a small dose of what it's like to a fraction of Lady Gaga's level, right? But it's stressful even for me
sure.
to deal with like the small amount of fame that I do have. Fame. I feel weird even saying that, but you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like,
no, I totally.
Attention. Mm-hmm. People out there that don't like you. It's weird.
Mm-hmm.
And
totally.
To be a celebrity like her with the whole world on you and people out there that want to do things like this, it's so terrifying.
It's so bizarre.
Terrifying.
It's really scary.
Yeah, it really is.
I feel really bad for her and her dogs and her dog walker. Like, how fucking terrifying is that?
I know.
It's just so bizarre.
Hopefully he survives and they get the dogs back. I mean, God. Hopefully there's like a good update maybe. I don't know. We'll pin below.
Yeah, pin below if something happens. Hopefully.
But we're going to play a game and try to cheer ourselves up.
Yeah, we want to cheer ourselves up. This is going to be really fun. The categories are pretty funny, so I'm
yeah what are the categories
guys. So our categories are women in weed, it's Britney bitch, spices, keeping up with the Kardashians, and YouTubers.
Ooh, this is gonna be fun.
Yes, but before we play, we'd like to thank our first sponsors for the day.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com. Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
If you're shopping while working, eating, or even listening to this podcast, then you know and love the thrill of a deal. But are you getting the deal and cash back? Rakuten shoppers do. They get the brands they love, savings, and cash back. And you can get it too. Start getting cash back at your favorite stores like Target, Nike, and Instacart. Stack sales on top of cash back and feel what it's like to know you're maximizing the savings. It's easy to use, and you can get your cash back sent to you through PayPal or check. The idea is simple. Stores pay Rakuten for sending them shoppers, and Rakuten shares the money with you as cash back. Download the free Rakuten app or go to Rakuten.com to start saving today. It's the most rewarding way to shop. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten.com.
All right, it is time to play Seshperty.
Wow, Seshperty. Okay.
Can we just call it that?
Sure.
Seshperty.
That is so No, I don't think we can fucking call it
okay,
that.
Okay, fine. Jeopardy. Sesh Jeopardy.
Jeopardy. All right.
Yes. Categories are women in weed, It's Britney Bitch, celebrity scandals, keeping up with the Kardashians, and YouTubers. And we have Sydney here today. Woo-hoo. Welcome back. Woo-hoo. You've been gone.
Yes, I have, but I'm back.
Yes, yay. You're back in action. And she's going to be here to read us the questions and kind of guide us through the game.
100%.
All right. Ready?
You can go ready. First. Okay. I'm going to pick women in weed for 100, please.
Alrighty. This person was a new New York Times bestselling author, Sports Illustrated model. They also had a brand called Cravings.
Oh, I know this. Okay, so do I have to respond in the like specific thing? Like what is, whatever?
No. Whatever.
Okay. All right.
Who is
Chrissy Teigen?
Good. Good. I'm glad you got that.
That's correct.
Chrissy I have Teigen. The Cravings book. Janelle. I'm kind of a sucker for all the Chrissy Teigen.
Chrissy.
All the Target shit too. She makes really cute
she
stuff.
Does.
But it all falls apart. That's the tea though.
It does.
Like I've had to throw several things out.
Really?
Because it straight up fell apart. Yeah.
Oh shit. She's being exposed on the sesh.
But her cookbook is amazing.
She love makes the most shit. Delicious looking
she
foods.
She does. It's good
hell
stuff.
Yeah. Love that.
Okay. I will take It's Britney Bitch for 200.
200.
All righty. This album featured Lace and Leather and came out in 2008.
I am so bad with album names.
Yeah, album names are actually kind of hard. I don't remember album names as much.
You want me to repeat?
Is it Blackout?
No.
Wrong.
Damn it. Then is it... Oh, I can't answer. So you can answer.
I don't know. So I guess we'll just forfeit the question. Because I honestly have no idea. What is it, Sid?
The answer is, what is Circus?
Oh, duh.
Circus, that's what it's called?
Yes, that's okay. One. Oh my God, of course.
Sorry. I don't know album names very well at all.
That was stupid.
That kind of
I should have
mad.
Known that. That was pathetic.
Wow,
pathetic.
You're going to get shit for that. I'm just kidding. All right. I'm going to pick Keeping Up with the Kardashians for 200, please.
Alrighty. Kris Jenner's grandkids call her this instead of grandma.
Oh, crap. I feel like I kind of know this.
Do you know? Oh, I know it. Yeah. I know it. It's pathetic.
Oh, I should know this, I feel like. I don't remember what it is on the tip of my tongue. Damn it. I don't remember.
Forfeit to me?
Forfeiting it.
Is it Lovey?
Oh.
Yep.
Yes, that's yes. Exactly what it is. Good job.
That always stood out to me because I think that's really cute, actually. Lovey.
Yes, very cute.
I like it.
Okay, next up, you pick.
Okay, I will do YouTubers for 200.
Trisha Paytas, middle name.
No fucking idea. Not no. Even a guess. I guess I could take a guess. What would sound good? Trisha. I'll say Elise.
Okay, wait, what is it? Now
yeah,
I'm curious.
I don't know either. What is it?
Who is K?
K.
K. Trisha K.
Trisha K. That's
K-Pay
cute.
K-Pay Tess.
K-Pay. 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 Let's see, my turn.
Someone's got to dabble into the 300s and up. Take
okay.
The risk. Can
fine.
You do it?
Why are you talking shit? You take the risk.
I'll do it next time. If you do it, I'll do whatever level you do next time.
Okay, I'll do Women in Weed for 300.
This country made history in 2013 when they were the first to fully legalize cannabis. Canada was the second to legalize.
In 2013? The country, Canada was second. They were fully first legalized. The country? Like a federal? Who did that in 2013? I don't know who did that in 2013. Do you know who did that in 2013?
I'm thinking like Norway or Amsterdam.
No, Amsterdam's been legal for decades.
Yeah, I'm thinking Norway.
Norway? Give
it
to Kendall.
That's my guess. Is that it? Wrong. Oh, Uruguay.
Oh.
I did not know
really?
That.
Really? Mm-hmm. Interesting. I didn't know that. That's cool.
Yeah, I had no idea. Shit. Fun fact.
Good fact. Wait, that's so cool. Okay. Janelle, minus. Kendall, what do you want?
So we're both at negative 200, so this is not going well so far. On that note, I will take the Kardashians. That's what I seem to know a lot about for 400.
Oh, shit.
I'm going up.
Okay, this Kardashian sibling finished second place on Dancing with the Stars.
I think it was Rob.
Yes.
Good
winner,
job.
Winner.
I remember his outfit. He was looking real fly.
Really?
Yeah. He had a nice
I remember that.
Dude, yeah. Look at me. Now you're killing me. Mm. You got 200 plus.
Oh, I'm actually in the green. So that's yeah. Good. That's good.
Okay. That's I'll take wonderful.
It. Okay. Let's do. I mean, what do you want? What do you want? Celebrity Scandals hasn't even been tapped into yet.
No, I'm scared. I don't know celebrities very well. I'm going to do YouTuber for 300.
This rapper narrated Nikki Tutorial's makeup routine.
Do you know it?
No. I don't think so. I think I saw something about it, but I don't remember who it was.
It was a rap. She's done so many collabs with famous people. How am I supposed to know? A rapper? Oh, no. I'm going to lose really bad, I think. I'm not doing so well. I don't know who it is.
Damn, I have no idea.
These are good questions,
yeah,
honestly.
They are.
I don't know. Sid, we don't know. What we got here?
Who is Snoop Dogg?
Oh, wow. What? I did not know that. I need to see that.
He narrated cool her makeup tutorial? That's fucking awesome.
I did not know that.
Good for me. Well, now I have minus 500.
Yeah, good question. Shout out Corelli.
Yeah, seriously. Good job.
Come through. Okay. I'll take Celebrity Scandals for 100.
100? Okay.
Start small, you know?
Yeah. Okay.
Thought of as one of the funniest and friendliest celebs, this person really showed their true colors recently. There were reports of employees being sexually harassed, looked down at, and ignored on set.
Ellen.
Wow.
We covered this.
You really got that one good.
Yes.
Good
for
job,
For 100,
Kendall.
It's easy.
For 100, it's easy. That's very true. Fine. I'm going to do Keeping Up for 100 as well. I'm just going to try and slowly crawl my way out of the hole.
Executive producer on Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
You don't know that?
Is it Ryan Seacrest? Is it? Ryan Seacrest.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Yes!
Everyone knows that.
No,
come on.
I literally was not sure at first. I was kind of panicking.
Yep, Ryan's the leader.
Oh my God. Well, glad I got that. Now I'm at minus 400.
I wonder if he's sad that they're done with the show. He's probably real sad.
Probably. Or
probably
he's
his
like,
most successful job.
Oh, yeah. Totally.
And now you hear they're going to go make point. Their own show
yeah,
somewhere
they're on
else.
Hulu. They're already signed for Hulu.
Oh, they already are?
Yeah. They're like,
oh, damn. Fine. I didn't even. Or maybe you told me
that.
Yeah,
I think
like,
I told you that because I read it. And then I looked
thought
it
they
up
were thinking
we could go
about
to confirm,
it. But...
And I'm still wow. looking like it's going strong. Carnage.
Interesting. Changed. We're never going to escape. Okay. I will take Women in Weed for 200.
This person has a street named after them in Barbados, and in 2017, they won the Harvard Humanitarian of the Year Award.
I'm going to guess Rihanna.
That's yes. what I see. Good girl. Hell yeah.
All right.
Good job, dude. Damn, you're kicking ass.
I know. I'm pretty good at trivia.
Oh, I'm very impressed, to be honest. A little jelly. Just kidding. All right, let's keep going.
Which
okay, you know
now?
What? I think I'm going to do YouTubers for 400.
Okay.
No one's touching celebs.
This person did Kylie Jenner's makeup for a video and hosted their own competition show.
Oh, I think I know this. Is it James Charles? Yay!
That's pretty easy.
Ah, look at me. I'm okay. Kendall.
He hosted his. Everyone knows he hosted that show.
It was. I know. Yeah, that's true. Yeah, I'm at zero now. I'm not in the negatives.
That's good. That saved your ass.
That did save.
That
my
was for 400.
Ah, feels good.
Crowley, you threw her an easy one.
Oh, shut up. Crowley's got my back.
Okay, now she's catching up. Now it's getting on. Now the family competitiveness is getting in.
I'm gonna beat the shit out of someone. I'm just kidding. Okay, we ended up in like a full brawl. I just like fucking.
Yeah, we should have a fight one day for the episode.
Dude, should we clickbait and be like, got into a physical fight?
You know?
Fight, in quotes.
After
got physical,
I saw how well it did for H3, you know, frenemies. Dude, Trisha walks off.
You
off.
I know. Should walk off.
Kendall Ray like, rocks, walks off like, on Janelle. Or Janelle walks off and Kendall Ray cancels her as her cousin.
Fires her aunt.
Kicks her.
fires her and then proceeds to just beat the shit out of her.
And upload it. It's all just a joke, though. Oops.
And then Janelle uploaded it.
We can get into the prank industry.
Prank? Yeah, cousin pranks.
Cousin pranks.
Hell yeah.
Really make them emotional, you know? Make people sad. Okay. Sad. I will take It's Britney Bitch for 300.
Ooh.
Britney played this song at the 2001 VMAs with a yellow boa.
I'm a slave for you. Pretty sure.
Yes! Good job, dude. I
will never
that
forget that performance.
So good.
I was going to be so embarrassed if it was something else.
Yeah, I'm kind of scared of Britney because I was talking like Matt, how much I love Britney, but now I'm like worried if I get it wrong. People are going to be like, you don't like Britney.
I know. And I'm like, I'm most of a fan of Britney Spears than anything else.
That's, you know, or Casey Musgraves. Like, yeah, you.
I know, but I grew up like really loving Britney.
That's true. I'm going to do YouTubers for 500 because I'm feeling ballsy and I just want to do
Damn.
It.
Damn.
Screw it. Here we go.
This person was on Dance Moms, has a line at Target, and loves big, bright hair accessories.
Oh.
JoJo Siwa.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Woo. That was for 500? That was so easy.
Yeah, good for me.
Dude.
You know what I learned about JoJo Siwa today?
What?
Or I think it was yesterday. I don't know. The days were all blurring.
Yeah, for real.
But she sold 40 million bows. 40 million bows. I can't remember the exact price, but she made $320 million on bows.
In a span of how much time?
I don't know. That's just what she's...
Like
she was on someone's podcast. I saw a clip of it on TikTok.
What?
Yep.
How
she
much
makes
money?
Millions off bows. 320 million off of bows.
Do you
alone,
think we can sell
dude.
Bows?
No.
I don't think we would sell much.
Would you guys buy
Check
our
out our bows. We heard JoJo Siwa
made
bank.
Do we look like fucking people to wear bows? Could you imagine our asses in bows? I used to wear like those bows for my dance competitions.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh my gosh.
Hell yeah. Damn, that's hella money. Good for her.
I know. She's a boss.
She's a boss.
And you can't hate on it.
No, you can't.
All right. So I will take, or it's your turn.
Yeah.
Or did you just go? You got the JoJo Siwa one, you lucky bitch.
Yeah, that's me.
Okay. I will take Keeping Up with the Kardashians then for 500. See if I can get this. Come on.
Kim K was an assistant to the celebrity before she was famous.
Paris Hilton.
Girl, you got it. Good job.
Everyone knows that, right?
Yay. Damn, that was easy for 500. Ooh, it's heating
up. Oh, no, you're killing me still. At least I'm not in the negatives. I got 500 myself.
Yeah, I mean, you could get another one, though. Maybe you should pick another 500. Just go for the moon, you know?
Okay, Women in Weed 500. Screw it.
The Hollywood sign was changed to Hollyweed for the first time in this year.
Is that a question?
Yeah.
Is that?
I don't think they're asking. I was going to say, is it asking if it's, I think that actually happened.
Yeah, no, it was. It 100% happened. I remember exactly when it happened. And
so
it was,
what year,
was
so what year did that happen?
Oh, in this
year. You just said I remember exactly when that happened.
I thought you meant this year, like 2020, whatever the fuck. What year are we in? 2021. It was changed in 2019, I think. Oh my God, I really hope it's not 2018, please. 2019.
No!
What was it?
Wait,
1976. Wait, didn't that happen to us? Wait, am I having a...
No, it was a prank.
Wait, didn't this happen like 2 years ago?
I don't remember it. That's why I was like,
yeah,
I think this happened. I like vaguely
Sydney?
Have
no.
heard of that.
Wait,
I've heard of Hollyweed, but I don't remember this happening.
You don't remember? You're like 2018. Wait, a student did this?
That
oh
was
my
a hard
God.
One. That was a hard one. Janelle Squarepants.
Holy shit. I'm back to zero now.
Oh, you have to get rid of the 500 points. Oh, damn.
She's like, go for the 500. Wait, hold on. I'm not okay. Did this not happen? Am I that stupid?
Apparently.
I swear to God, I
Mandela
remember.
Mandela effect.
It's a Mandela effect. I swear on Twitter, I remember it happening.
I don't think so.
No, I remember they like took a black piece of tape.
Does anyone else remember?
Stuck and like put it over the like E that, you know, the part of the E that goes in the middle to make the
maybe you've just seen the picture on like a cannabis account. You follow like 800 of those.
Okay, don't expose me. And y'all, so you're probably right.
Okay.
Okay, whatever.
I will take celebrity scandals now for 300.
Okay.
In 2001, this A-list celebrity was arrested on shoplifting charges. They stole about $6,000 worth of clothing. They were sentenced to 3 years probation and 480 hours of community service.
Damn. Who is
that? I honestly don't know. In 2001, who would have been stealing in 2001?
A-list celeb in 2001.
$6,000 worth of clothing. Wait. 3 years of probation. I just don't want to assume anyone because now I don't know who it is. I don't want to just like start naming people that I think could have done this.
2001.
In 2001. That's a long time ago. I was in first grade. Who was famous when I was in first grade? Was it a Backstreet Boy?
Wait, you were in first grade? I was in first grade in 2001. So you're in third grade.
How is that possible? Really?
Mm-hmm. Because I always am at the grade of what year it is.
Oh. Okay. Well, I don't know.
That's all a fucking blur. Okay. I don't know either.
Okay, well, I guess I'm just going to guess...
Oh my God, how long can you make this
I
want to
make a good guess. Oh, shit. I guess on Jeopardy you have a time limit, huh?
Yeah, you got 5 seconds.
Yes, thank you.
Wasn't an Olsen twin?
No, I'm shocked. I looked at the answer.
Who is it?
Winona Ryder.
Winona Ryder did that?
I don't even know who that is.
I didn't know
what?
She did that.
Janelle...
Ugh. I told you I'm not good at celebrities. I have no idea who that is.
You just because you don't watch movies.
No, I don't know anyone. Is she an actor?
She's an actress.
Figured.
She's a really good actress.
Yeah.
What was she in?
I'm shocked. Most recently she was in Stranger Things.
Mm-hmm. She was really good in that.
Yeah, she was really good in that. Wow. I had no idea. You learn something new every day.
Damn, that's intense.
That is.
3 years probation. She didn't get any time. Didn't have to serve any time, though, honestly. Just probation for, that's a lot to steal, I feel.
Yeah.
$6,000 worth of stuff? All right, we will continue our game, but first we want to thank our last sponsors.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
All right, you're next. Here we go. I'm going to go ahead and do... I'll do Keeping Up with the Kardashians for 300, please.
Kim K released this banger in 2011.
Oh, come on. I don't remember what it's fucking called. I just remember what the song... How did the song go? It was like... Oh, that,
I don't even remember.
I don't remember what the song was. No idea. Do you know? Want to take a shot? Was it?
Damn, I really don't
know. I love diamonds. I don't
know. That's exactly how
it went. I love diamonds. Diamonds are so good for me.
I don't think I know.
I don't know either.
I'm going to have to pass.
What is it?
What is Jam? Turn It Up.
Jam, turn it up. Should have been called Diamonds.
Diamonds on my damn chain.
I suck. Wow. I'm really just flopping here. It's fine.
Okay. I'm 1,000 points ahead of you there.
It's okay.
Well, I could lose it. It could be lost at any second. You never know at Jeopardy.
No, that's so true.
You always thought that one kid was going to win and then they'd get crushed in the last second and almost cry.
Yeah, that's why I don't really like this because I'm like, okay, everyone's ahead and then all of a sudden they do like the big question and like someone who's been sucking the whole time just like wins.
I don't even know if you'll have anything to wager if we even get to that point, which I don't think we even have that.
No, I don't think that's the thing on this.
Okay, I will take celebrity... I will take It's Brit... No. No. I will take YouTubers for 100. I'm going to play it safe.
Okay. Yeah, I was going to say, why don't you play it safe? You don't need anything.
Name all of Jenna Marbles' dogs.
Peach, Kermit, and Marble, and Bunny.
Yay! Shout out to them. They're all so cute and I'm obsessed.
Best dogs. I miss them.
I know.
I love when we get a little snippet. Sometimes we still get some uploads. Sometimes Julian dogs.
Like uploads a thing of them playing in the snow or something. I'm like, yay.
Makes my heart very happy.
So cute.
I love the names too. Great names.
Yes. Such a cute thing. Okay. I'm going to do, let's do Women in Weed for 400. How all much right. worse can it get?
This person married into royalty. They were related to 10 U.S. presidents and won a Nobel Peace Prize months after their death.
I don't know.
Janelle.
Married into royalty? Related to 10 U.S. presidents. Wait. I don't want to sound dumb as fuck. But I don't know who it is. I might sound dumb as fuck, though, you guys.
Gotta do it. That's was part of Jeopardy. Recent? At least you're not on TV.
Is this somewhat, is this somewhat recent?
Huh?
Can you give me
no,
a hint?
No, I'm not giving you shit.
Do you get life?
Answer this. Answer it.
Is it RBG?
No! It's RBG. That was so much worse than I even thought your answer could possibly be. RBG?
I didn't think Princess Diana won a Nobel Peace Prize. Why would Princess Diana win a Nobel Peace Prize?
Stop! What? Why would Princess Diana get a Nobel
After she died.
I should have gotten the opportunity to answer that. I would have gotten those points.
Oh, yeah. Whoops, too bad.
She did so much charity. You got to watch a doc on Princess Diana.
The only thing I know about Princess Diana is her actual like conspiracy behind it.
Oh, like, she was such a bad bitch. You got to look into her. She was like inspiring as hell. You have seriously got to. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I didn't know she won a Nobel Peace Prize. That's really, really cool.
Yeah, she did. She did tons of charity and she's hell just a really yeah, interesting
just
person.
Exposing how dumb I am.
RBG. Wow. RBG married into royalty. I must have missed that. That was
I
good.
I know, none of it made sense to me. Honestly, Princess Diana like smacked me, but I was like, there's no way
smacked
she's...
Smacked me? Like, Princess Diana came out of nowhere, she smacked me? And I was like, RBG instead. Oh my God, you're making my heart hurt right now. It's like, I'm laughing too hard.
Because for a second I was like, oh, royalty, Princess Diana. But then I was like, no, there's no way she's related to 10 presidents. 10 presidents? And why would she have it? I'm still confused.
It's because that bloodline, dude, the English bloodline, everything.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
A lot of people are related to presidents. Yep. She's probably Rh negative. I bet she is. I don't know for sure. Don't quote me on that, but look it up. Maybe it's true.
I'm going to get roasted to shit in the comments.
It's okay. We all have moments.
Love that for me.
Okay, let's see. I'm going to take a hard one so that maybe I can fail too. I'll take celebrity scandals, the hardest one. 500 celebrity scandals. This could be bad.
This celeb was involved in Donutgate in 2015. They were caught on security camera licking a tray of donuts, which was not paid for. The bakery shop declined to press charges for tampering with food.
Do you know this one?
No.
You don't know this, Janelle? Ariana Grande.
Shut up.
Yep. She licked donuts. You don't remember Donut Gate? That was a big deal. She licked a donut. People ripped her. Ripped her.
Oh, I do remember that actually.
She was at a donut store and just like leaned up on the counter and licked
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I remember seeing something about that.
It's really weird. It.
Huh. Well, good for you.
Glad what did I get 500 for that? Yeah. That was easy. Damn.
It's okay. You're doing so good. Oh, you feel bad. It's okay. Mm. It's fine.
I'm just going to crush you.
Yeah. We'll do Britney for 100.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Britney's middle name.
I don't know. Do you know it?
Is it Lynn?
I thought I was going to say Lynn, but then I was like, I don't think so because her Jamie.
Are they both
Jamie Lynn?
Lynn?
I was going to say
Lynn.
Oh, it's
Jean.
Jean?
Isn't it?
Britney
like
Jean?
That album, Britney Jean.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
Jean.
Yeah. Okay, that makes sense. Duh. Sorry, I kind of failed on that one. Negative 400. Very good. Okay.
Not doing so well, Janelle.
Thank you. Love that for me.
It's okay. Next time we can pick a game that you're good at because trivia is not like your strongest game.
Oh, I knew I was going to get roasted.
But you're better at the lying game that we did last week.
You're just a good liar, Janelle. It's okay.
That's not what I meant.
You don't actually have any knowledge of the world, but you're a good liar.
No. What game are you good at? What's your favorite game that you normally like dominate in? Nothing?
Nothing. I don't know. Games? Like, I'm not like a...
You would kill the SpongeBob trivia. We should have had a SpongeBob
I'm not a competitive thing. Person. Yeah, actually, I would have fucking murdered the SpongeBob trivia.
Damn. Yeah, we should have. Next time...
I would have killed SpongeBob, Will and Grace.
Yeah, and I don't know anything about Will and Grace.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Okay, I will take celebrity scandals for 200.
200?
Moms everywhere were upset during a 2013 award show. This Disney star shed her good girl image with a foam finger.
Miley Cyrus.
Yes, I loved that. I thought that was like the funniest shit ever.
Oh yeah, it was very entertaining.
People were so upset about it. I was like, wow, everyone's butthurt about that. Okay. Good job, Kendall. Look at you, Miss 2000. Okay.
People did freak out about that.
They did. Like,
would the same reaction happen now?
That's probably such a good point. It was the whole thing, like with her on the wrecking ball naked, people were freaking out, the twerking. I was like,
oh, it was such a hot topic for a while.
The tongue out, like a Disney star gone wild. Now she like, I think it's so funny because now she like embraces the old, like for a while she wanted nothing to do, but now she kind of like makes fun. Like the other day she posted her album of Hannah Montana with like weed sprinkled on it.
Oh, she did.
And I was like, that is so funny.
Dude, I love her now. Oh, I know. I love her. She's such a chill person.
Yeah. She seems cool as fuck. And her music's really good.
Oh my God. Yeah. Some of her new covers. Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah. Talent.
Amazing. She's a badass for sure.
She honestly should have like never been signed with Disney. Should have gotten like a rock deal.
Totally.
Right out
She's
the
like
gate.
Too badass for Disney. She's Are you fucking
really
kidding?
Really fucking talented.
No. Yeah. I agree.
Okay. I will take celebrity it's your turn.
I will take, let's see, celebrity scandals for 400.
The queen of country cooking was hit with a lawsuit in 2013 after a former employee alleged that they had said many racist remarks. They admitted to using racial slurs, but as jokes and blamed, quote unquote, the Times for the use of those words.
Paula Dean.
Paula Dean.
Paula Dean. Yep, I remember that.
Yep.
I was
the butter queen.
Obsessed with Food Network as a kid, you guys. Like,
you were.
I watched it like... That was like the only thing I watched for like a few years. I went through this phase where I was like obsessed with Food Network. And I remember I was real
used
sad.
To cook some good stuff.
Yeah.
You I'm should get back into Food Network again.
Get back into
it's
Food
like
Network.
Very relaxing to watch it too.
It's
don't
so
you think?
So relaxing. Yeah, it is.
I got to get back into it too. I went through a Food Network stage. I feel like everyone goes through the Food Network stage
so
at some
true.
Point where it's your go-to.
Oh, it was like my favorite thing for a long time.
Yeah.
But yeah, I learned a lot of good stuff on there.
Paula
Dean. Paula, that was
I haven't
was
heard
bad.
About her in a while. She probably like...
She got kicked right the fuck off.
Yeah, that was a big... That was...
That was bad.
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not.
Okay, I will take It's Britney Bitch for 400.
Oh, you're going to leave me with 500.
I'll take the 500. I'll take
Come
the 500.
On.
I'll take the 500.
You're not going to lose,
obviously.
All right,
obviously. Fine.
You
Secure
won.
My win. 500.
Secure the win.
Britney starred in this rom-com in 2002.
I fucking love this movie. Crossroads.
I fucking love this
Just
movie.
Just kick Crash me off the rush. Show. Crash Rush.
I love Crash Rush.
The new teeth are still off. Getting some time to get used to them.
Oh, wait. This is fucking amazing. What is it? What is
Crossroads.
It? Crossroads.
Thank
Never
you.
Heard of that before.
Crossroads.
What's
I don't know
movie?
Why
yeah,
it says
why is it crosswords?
Crosswords. Crosswords.
Must have been an autocorrect.
Crossroads. Wait, what is that movie
You've
about?
Never seen that?
No.
Oh my god!
I like how every time I tell you, you have the same reaction as if you're shocked.
I know, but I'm just, I know I'm shocked every time. I just can't believe like living without seeing some of these movies. It's so weird to me. You're like an alien, Janelle. You really are. But it's so funny. Every time we bring up this movie thing, people always comment like, I hate movies too. I think it's a common thing.
Yeah, it is.
Some people just aren't into movies.
Not into it. I can't pay attention long enough. I just, unless it's, and this is stupid. I like watching movies I've already seen over and over again. I don't like watching new things because
like
I got to pay attention. I like comfort shows, comfort movies. I don't
Feels
like starting new things.
Overwhelming to have to learn all the new stuff in the movie.
Yeah.
I get it.
See, like, but I started watching Schitt's Creek. This is the first show I'll have started and finished. Like, I don't watch shows, like, ever, really. Except for
oh, you
some
finished
reality.
Schitt's Creek?
I'm about to, though. I'm almost on season 6. And I don't want it to so end. Good. I'm, like, trying to slow down because I love it so much. And I don't know what I'm going to do with my life. I'm going to have to watch it over again. It's going to become a comfort show.
I went through that phase too. Wow, you just talked so fast. Yes. My brain was like struggling to keep up with what you were saying.
I'm very passionate about Schitt's Creek.
It's a fucking good show.
It's
I agree
so
with you.
Good.
I knew you would love it. That's why I made you watch it.
It is so good.
Seriously one of the best shows. Yeah, Sydney loves it. We're all big fans of Schitt's Creek.
It's so good. It's so funny.
Yeah, after you finish the season, you got to go watch the little like documentary special on Netflix. It's really
I will.
Cool.
Everyone says that's like so
it, like,
good.
It makes me cry.
That's
I love
what
it.
Everyone says.
So good.
All right.
Okay. Final one is for you. 400. Woo. It's Britney, bitch. Let's see what it is.
The song appears on two of Britney's albums.
Do you know this?
No, I don't know.
The song appears on two of Britney's albums.
The same song?
Does she sing it
maybe
different
like,
times?
Maybe.
Like a remix? Like a redo?
Possibly.
I don't know. What is it? Said?
What is Radar?
That appears twice.
Radar.
Oh, okay. I think the first version was, I kind of vaguely remember this actually.
Oh.
I love that song. It's a great song.
I do
on
too. I only thought that, that's on Blackout, right?
Yeah.
So what other album is it on? Interesting.
I don't know actually.
I'm going to look it up real fast.
Well, I'm going to bask in my glory of minus 400.
Thank
you.
What was my final score?
2,500. Good for you.
Thanks.
She goes,
do I get something?
Yeah, what do you want?
I want you to cook for me.
Okay.
Miss Food Network.
You know that I won the conspiracy game on Mile Higher and you guys were going to cook for me and you never did? Yeah, that was good.
We still owe you for that.
What's okay? We can even
I've cooked for you. Didn't I? I just cooked last week for Sid or like Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
We did fondue.
You cooked...
I've cooked something for you in
sure.
the past.
Shrimp
we did Thanksgiving.
Scampi.
Yeah, that was a big meal.
I cooked three
and that
of the
was
dishes.
THC infused, baby.
That's true.
That was nice.
You provided that.
I did. I think that was
that
after
was
Conspiracy
good
Game. So yeah, we kind of did cook you a meal. Okay, so it turns out it appeared on Blackout and Circus as a bonus track.
Really?
Didn't know that. Good facts.
Bonus track. Cool. Well, shit. That's the game of Jeopardy, folks. Hope y'all enjoyed.
Well, I think you should make me a meal now.
Okay.
I'm just saying, you know.
Sure. What would you like me to cook you?
I don't know. Maybe like you've been telling me about your vegan chicken wings for a while. I'm very curious
wings?
About those. Yeah.
I know, but I don't know if you're going to like them because they don't taste like chicken. Like, but they just
I don't
taste
really like
good.
Chicken
they
wings like, that much. I just like the sauce. So I think I'll like
really?
It.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You might like it because honestly, it's fucking good. I use the Hot for Food recipe. Shout out to Lauren Toyota. Love her. I'm obsessed with her. But yeah. It's delicious.
When I can use my teeth again.
And then I just
you should do that.
I just go and buy Buffalo Wild Wing sauce and like use that.
Okay, well maybe we can play Truth or Spicy another time and actually make those.
Make those?
Mm-hmm. As a prize for me winning today.
And then we can get
and then we can have a new prize on the table for that game. There'll just always be a
we'll
prize.
We'll keep having prizes and
we'll
I'll
keep
just,
cooking each
and
other
and I'll just
meals.
Keep giving Kendall prizes. I'm just kidding.
No, I gave you the last prize.
No.
You got to wear the hat, the conspiracy hat. Let's not forget the tinfoil. Is that still in here? If someone threw out the tinfoil hat.
It's gone. We got to make another
shut
one.
Shut up.
Are you kidding me? Josh, of course,
Josh
threw
it out.
The tinfoil hat?
I wanted it to be the same hat, you know, so it carry the nostalgia.
No, I'm quite sure that the hat is no longer in the studio.
Is it nostalgia or nostalgia?
Nostalgia.
Remember that time you thought it was nostalgic?
No, that was you.
Oh,
I thought that. And she thought it was nostalgic.
I thought that.
Yeah, and then I thought hiatus was hiatus.
Wow. So we're really smart.
At one point in our lives, we both were like, what the fuck are you saying to the other?
Maybe next time we should have trivia that's like really hard.
And just really expose how stupid we are. That sounds wonderful. I'd love to.
Hey, we both have learning disabilities. No one should call us stupid. Okay.
I guess I'm not that well-rounded about my pop culture and such.
That's good, though. You'd probably know more about more serious topics, I'm sure.
Maybe.
Some things.
It's like SpongeBob, okay? Yeah. More serious topics. All right. Well, anyways, that was actually really fun.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that.
Yeah. Let us know what you guys think if we should play Jeopardy again by giving this a thumbs up.
Yes.
And we will see you guys next sesh. But until then,
keep it fresh.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of
Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments. River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.